כזוב שלא יתיק על דבר המחבר, וסלוי לכל מבריר, ושבכל מה שכתבת לו. בחי גב. סוב יש איזה מחי גבנה, ושבכל מו כאימנת וורץ, that the bisophic of קבועה, הוא יום סוסי, סווי כדרייסר לחומרה ותרס בדי, סוב ממילא, הוא ניסנסרי, הוא יתון תמיס וק סווי. הוי הוא מסופי גובי שלא סמנת הירי, ואין כאן יצווי כלהתיר, רק תרובס, לא עם מיקרה סווי סווי. אורה, נא, בדין זה די קבוע, בחי גם, בדין זה די קבוע, ואף כאילו פירש לפונינו לא סמנת הירי, כי מחצה על מחצה, ויוסה החכים כשניסה. אתה רואה, that point is המחליק עשרה שני, פירש לפונינו, whether קבוע, by קבוע דרייסה, פירש לפונינו, whether it's עושה, where it's also mit Reise und mit Rabbonon. So the Ranshi thing is that it's also a Ma'un mit Rabbonon, first of all. But the Rashbashi thing is that it's also a mit Reise, as the Shach pointed out in Sin, Chob Beis. So he says, also not here, not like the Ram. Ki mechza al mechza was, ach hakei, ki she nisachet. Ki kosem tira schatos ka omen gimu. Mishim isa veta, o posa kar bismon. Vaim dira kam ba goi. Vikosa, mishim yichol mo kim yisa mekeli. Vikosa, bikitzo, mishim yohoi, mishim yohoi, mishim yohoi, mishim אבל בוא נאמר, זה אף על פי נפירש לפנינו, או אם לא קחים לבטיחות לפנינו, so that's an example of פירש לפנינו. What is the other example of פירש לפנינו? First he says, פירש לפנינו, או אם לא קחים לבטיחות לפנינו. So the question is this, מון אפשר, if it's לא קחים סכויל לפנינו, that's not פירש לפנינו. That's לא קח מן הקבוע ממש, because it has relevance vis-a-vis that ישראל הוא לא קח. So what does it mean, פירש לפנינו? Oy lokhem khavim. The answer is, Pirish Lefaneinu could be, let's say, if I watch from the window, and there are 10 stores there across the street, and I see there is a hurricane, and as I mentioned yesterday, and then the wind blows away, Ichtichas Bosa from one of the stores, and I cannot see from which stores. So that would be Pirish Lefaneinu. Or if I see a goy who walks into one of the stores, and I don't take notice into which store, and then the goy brought it to me. So then it's another example of Pirish Lefaneinu. Alright, und noch haben wir kommen von Ihnen. Wir kommen noch hin. Kim die Lisa, wir kommen ja, wir kommen ja, wir kommen ja, wir kommen ja. No, wir haben ja, wir haben ja, im Nisari, wir haben ja, wir haben ja, wir haben ja, wir haben ja. So in other words, so he says, but in such a case, der Ramo, when he says, wir haben ja, so why does he use the expression, wir haben ja, so he wants to imply, is the implication is that even in the case of Pirish Lefaneinu of Kavua Deraise, we still cannot rely on Svek Svek. But the Shach says, in the case of Pirish Lefaneinu, so we can rely on Svek Svek. Why? Because we have an extra reason as to why to be matir. Now, those who are chilik on the Mechaber, let's say the Bach, why are they chilek on the mechaber? Because they hold that when can we rely on svek svek when it's bottom row only when it's kavua derabon, but when the sofik is a kavua deraise, then we cannot rely on svek svek. But on the derabon, they agree. I mean, what does the Bach say? That the Rashbo himself had reference to kavua derabon. The truth is, as the Shach points out, that the Rashbo himself had reference in Kavua Deraise. But those who are chilek, they say that it only applies to Kavua Derabanan, not to Kavua Deraise. But, so, in the case of Pirish Lefaneinu, there is a Shittas HaRishayim in the Ram, that Pirish Lefaneinu in Kavua Deraise, by Chluyes, is only Kavua Derabanan. Because with Deraise, we apply the din of Kol Diporish. So it's again like Kavua Derabanan. So we may like, but most Rishayim hold that Pirish Lefaneinu is Kavua Midrais. So we may like, be more kinefset merupe. Mi u biho efshal hater nisari more kinefset merupe. V'chai gavi. Kiv ni mashal per gilan noshe posak nami ka raj. That what? Like the mechaber. That we rely on svek sveke, or it's nisari berov, even if lo kach mila kavua mamesh. But by law, Kach Makovua Mamish, we cannot rely on the Marshal Shiti. So, Mashayim came where it's not law, Kach Makovua Mamish, and then Isarev. But Pirish Lefaneinu and then Isarev, then we have an extra reason, because maybe the law is like the Ran, that Pirish Lefaneinu is not Kavua Midrais. All right. So, K kind im Aschal Pri Ranoshi, wo es ein Name kann, wie gamm da es heran, wie es Poskin, die Pri ist von ihnen um der Rabbonon, mina hane Davke, bis in Eich und Keecho, die Lava flex flex weke, because then we only have one song. All right. Now, Chusif Chob Zay, hoyo bis auf Trishe min Ateo, einach ein Name, iu hoyo, so the Loshi, is a little strange, the Loshi, because the Loshi hoyo bis auf Trishe min Ateo, ואין כאנו יצביקל הטרק תרובס, so that, on the surface, it has the connotation that the reason as to why it's so there is because סופיק יחד מגוב וסופיק יחד מתרובס. Because סופיק יחד מגוב וסופיק יחד מתרובס. So he says, but he says it's not so. Suppose, אין לך נעמי לא יעושה משם תרובס להבשורת בניסרי, החכי מתרובס. Could we come on Sifres? So the Loshen on the surface purports to say that the reason is why Echticha of Kavua, when it's Nisarim Birov, is Osea, is because it's Sofik Yachad Biguv, it's Sofik Yachad Tarubes. Because the first Sofik is Sofik Yachad Biguv. Mashen came, if the first Sofik would also be Sofik of Tarubes, it would be Muter. But this is not so. Because the Mechaber Paskins is impressed, and the Ramo agrees with him that even when the both, even when the first Sofik is Sofik with Arubes, so with the second Arubes, he still was. In other words, if a Riemann Baden, one Riemann Baden fell into a thousand, into a sack of a thousand Riemann Baden of Eter, and then one Riemann out of that thousand and one sack, so fell into another sack. So if the second sack is still awesome. So over there, the first Sofik is also a Sofik of Tarubes, and still the Mechaber Paskins there that it's Osea. So the Mele, and the Ramo agrees with him, Sifres, so the Mele, he couldn't say that the Ramo means, Hoyubis of Krishna, so the Mele, it's not Mutam Shum Svekzweke, because the first Sofik is a Sofik of Tarubes. No, even in the case where the first Sofik is a Sofik of Tarubes, the second Sofik is still Osea. So he says, oh, enoch nami lo yo osam shim tarubes, we have shod misar wakim tarubes, we come in Sifres. So why does he say, hoi lo visofik orishim na teire? El osam afuke ilo ha visofik isa di osam in rabonon, ha visho mi tarubes. In other words, suppose the thing that he bought in one of the stores is osam in rabonon. Let's say, 9 stores sell boso that was not sell boso that was not his bashel b'cholov, that was not his bashel b'cholov, and one store in the market sells boso psariv, sell psariv that was his bashel b'cholov, but only psariv that was his bashel b'cholov, not psar boso that was his bashel b'cholov. So and he bought in one of the stores. He doesn't know whether he bought it in the stores where the boso, the psariv, is not nisbash l'cholov, or he bought it in the store where all the psariv is nisbash l'cholov. And he bought psariv. He doesn't know in which store he bought it. So then, this psariv that he bought in one of the 10 stores, he doesn't know in which, was nisari b'rov. So then, even the Ramo would agree that it's bought b'rov in Shem's Vexvek. So when he says, hoy nisari commission, he doesn't mean Lafuke, where the first Sofik was a Sofik Tarubes. So then it's Muta. So then the second Tarubes is Muta. No, the Mechabab and the Ramo Paskin Sifres, that even if both Sveikes are Sveikes Tarubes, so it's the Rosa. Only when we have three Tarubes. But it means Lafuke, where the first Sofik, where the Kavua had involved the Nisar Rabbono, not the Nisar Reis. This one is. Alright. So he says, This is how the Ramo Paskins, and that's the Nafkemine. That's the Nafkemine between the Psak of the Mechaber and the Psak of the Ramo. They both Paskin, the Sofik Yachad Biguv, Sofik Yachad Bitarubes, is Osea, but according to the Mechaber, Sofik Yachad Biguv, Sofik Yachad Bitarubes, so is Osea, even when it's a Nisa Rabbanon. So Sofik Yachad Biguv, Sofik Yachad Biguv, and according to Ramo, when do we say something? I'm going to say it's Osea, only with the Valsen is a Raisa, but the Valsen is a Rabbonon, then it's Muta. So this is what Ramon means here. The reason is why the Ramo emphasizes the expression in other words, it's a Sophic Biguv, is to tell us, needless to mention where both snakes. So then of course it's also. So even the Mechaber passes it's also. But even in this case, where the first Sofik was a Sofik of Kolev Levadaya. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber passes that it's Mutea. So he passes the Ramo it's also. In the Kumash, we're telling you, 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 בהגוי דספיר מכמון ספרס דעתרובס הבייס או שלוח לי אבל פשעיך לי כולי כאחו אבל ביסר והתר דרופה או ששפיר דגוסף לי כמון בשמי כי בייס תרובס מותר התרובס הבייס כי שאיך לי כולם כאחו אם כן השביעון הם כאן so we understand this דרושה ביסר והתר דגורה מתרובס והבי כי סוף יקטרים ושניסרי וכמון סיב ועושר התרובס אבל פשעיך לי כאחו והוא פה ולנאי דוחתיך סטרים heimisch wie Salmus, die Gesatzei wird nach Schewes, mag wohl echon, wenn die Idee am Eis ich dich lockach, aber mach dich es irgendwie von Atzmon, wie ich es wege mich an Nuss, das in other words, der Ruf ist auf Chnuyes, wo es bei ihr Dinei bis ich Gott mit Dalet, der der Ruf ist Chnuyes, als ich bin aber geworden. Und dann, ich sich auf das, hier um Menschen nicht geht, aber nicht auch mit am Eilich, kosa verbach, bis seifs, sie wo, der Heine darf geben, ich dich es in Salmus, so bis ihr so, aber in Brunei da Hanus, sie geht bei Isa Kuwa, die sie nimmt es Rehe, Trefe, wo in Eda Mese Hanus, nach Tinon Kiorosh, wie Rabbi, die Medina Asurim, der Medina Asurim kolach Tichais, sie makuli, afil Reinei, afil Reino Chturio, Chticho Oruyo Nishabit, wie אפשר גם הרשב"א נחיל את זה, ולקום הרבה עמידי, ולעי רבי עד כאן לשני. So that's the Bach's Pshat. In other words, in regard to the kashya of the Bes Yosef, against the two, why is the two masik on the Rashbo? So the Bach says that the two understood the Rashbo as referring to a case where the discovery was made that one chanus in the slaughterhouse has been selling all the time exclusively veil. But we don't know, even after the discovery is made, we don't know which store it is. Store X, there is a Store X. So Mele, so this is how the two understood the Rashba to be referred. So Mele, and so Mele the two is Masik and the Rashba. In such a case, why does the Rashba say that even Mikanu Habe, one is allowed to buy from the slaughterhouse, Echticho Shein Ruyo, right now that we made a discovery that there is a store X, so it's Kavua. Tarubis of Chnuyes is not like Tarubis of Tichas. And so it's Masik of Rashba. And what's the Rashba? She says, so the Bach says that it's very likely that the Rashba himself would agree with the two in such a case where the discovery is that there is a whole store that sells exclusively in Vela. That then it's considered kavua. But the Rashba, the two misunderstood the context of the Rashba. And the Rashba himself had reference to it when a discovery was made that there is a tarubes of Chtiches, not tarubes of Chanuyes. But if there will be a tarubes of Chanuyes, the Rashba will be made into the two. This is how the Bach says. This is what he says. Because of a Bach, we say, Sivov, the high end of the big division is our Zoo, we say, Zoo. Aber we need a Hanus, he is going to Kavua. He should just read the name is Hanus, Nakhtin on Kyorosh Rabbeinu. The Medina, if there is a Tavus of Chnuyes, Nasun and Kolach Tirish and Makuri, Afrain of Tirish Tirish or Will is Rabbi. Not only Mitzad Minig and Chumre. We have shared the Gamarash boy in the Hilton. Do we come about me? Because the two misunderstood the context of the Rashba. Der Rajbo deal so mit der Rubes auf Tiefes, wo der Rubes auf Knie ist, der Rajbo mit mir mit der Tuf. Alright. Wir gehen mit der Akimische, der Rajbo ist mit Rische, Pioschu, der Atur ist mir alle gesehen geworden. Ein Schock. In der Schach, a breeze with the Bach and that. In other words, der Rajbo ist auf Knie ist, ist Kavua, there is no beat. But the Rajbo, and the Rajbo is, could be made today. Could be made to the two in such a case, except that the Rajbun Teresa Bais had reference to another case, not a Rubis of New Year's, but a Rubis of this. All right. Now, what does the Mechaba say? The Mechaba passes like the Rajbo. The Mechaba passes like the Rajbo. And what does the Rajbo say? That Mikredidine, it's muter even after the discovery is made. Of the treif and the nevelah that is in the slaughterhouse, it's muter for everyone to buy a chtir asher will ischabe it, but mitzat chumre it's yog, in order that other people shouldn't be nichshol, so we shouldn't buy, one should not buy even a chtir asher will ischabe it. So this is what Mechaba mentions. Aber likach mikam veil lechoseh, vavil chtir asher will ischabe it. So that's not also min the Gemara, but it's still also mitzad mine shein hakel pkiim boze veyitu veyruyom lishab b'sheno. So he says also mashma afilu im lokhi also, because in the lotion of the Rajbo we could say that the Rajbo is only machmi lechatchile, that the customer mitzad mine and mitzad chumre should refrain from buying in that slaughterhouse any meat. Even if the Hashem is happy, so the Hatrili should refrain. But suppose he did buy, he doesn't have to refrain from eating. That's what we could say in the Rashba. But from the Roshan of the Mechaber, it's Mashma that mitzad mine, mitzad siog, even though it's not within the Gemara, so even if he bought already, he should refrain from eating. So Mashma afilu im lo kheyosa, and he's from Machirim, he say, Avolikach, because in other text it's written, Avolikach mikam veilech, mikam veilech hoser. So mele it's not mash. So he says, in mashma yisa b'simon teras chatus, uvifnim teras chatus shom. That not only it's hoser lechatchila to buy in the slaughterhouse. Suppose a customer did buy. After the discovery is made, and they heard that it was discovered there is treif in the slaughterhouse, and so he went and he bought. So the shach says it's also a mitzatziot to eat. She hakel kimo. Why? So the question arises: how is it that we are machmir as mitirasiot here more than the case where a tarubes of chticha took place in the house? So why aren't we machmir mitzatziot mitzadminek? In every time there is tarubes in the kitchen, in a private house, they were not machmir mitzatziot. Why here? So the Bach says that the Taz discussed it. The Bach says because here it's a rabbi. All right. Because of Abach, he's self-filled, that in the time he came to Shlaru is Makulimu, Sharabim came to Shom, Korvadobo Lites, Mashayim came to Nisarif, Kach, Liyoch, and the Beisei, the Eil Lachim, Elo Lehirim, the Yichtich Hashem, the Nisrabi, the Teilo Berov, Ad Kal Lishem. So the Shach, the Taz was massive on that explanation. But the Shach agrees with that explanation. Now, you remember that the Taz was massive because of the Gemore in Shabbos, Ligabe, case where a number of where people were washed, you know, in an oar, and then whether they are allowed to dry themselves with a towel. So the Gemara makes a distinction. If it's one person, there is no rabbi, he's not allowed to dry himself with a towel, because since his whole body is wet, and then he'll use a towel, so then it will absorb so much water that he might be tempted to wring out the water. So it will be even in of skite. But if there are 10 men who want to use the towel, so then they are allowed to use the towel. Why? Because if one man will forget and will try to wring out, the other man Where am I? So we see on the contrary that when you have many people, so then there is less of a reason to be lazy than when you what a person is by himself. So if we are not lazy by a private person, when he's all by himself in the kitchen, so we certainly should be lazy when there are hundreds of Jews. So if one will make a mistake, so then there will be many reminders. So that's the asogeya of the Taz. Now at that time we said that there is no asogeya. But the Shach agrees with the explanation given by the Bach. Alright. Now, Bala Chaim shall from Machshu Shin Sal Beter, Shein Am Ting Lafu Belev, Afil Im Pir Sechab Merei, Acha Shem Idat Aruves, Osa, Vim Shein Frise Vim Nischave, Avil Im Pir Sechab Merei Leshore. So the Loshin of the Mechaber is, that's the Loshin of the two. Acha Shem Idat Aruves. Acha Shem Idat Aruves. Is the Loshin of the Mechaber, which is the Loshin of the two. Now, in the Bes Yosef asks a kashe against the Torah. Because the Torah says, Achashem Eidat Arubes, thus implying, but if Pirish Echot, Kedim Shem Eidat Arubes, Kedim Shem Eidat Arubes, so even if it's Ischisei Mishavei, so then it's Mutter. It's Mutter. So he says, so he is Masik on the Torah. He says as follows. Bishreine, he says, the Rashbo, now the Rashbo, the Rashbo mentions in Teres Abayis. Page 59. So he says as follows. Uvinim tzolachah the first line in Daf Lamed, page 59. Uvinim tzolachah rov kelim arachal pishchol abosar anut zabiyam damakulim upirish afel hocha kibum shalinei ladon asofi bikavua elu bipirish harinei mekol biporish beru beporish. In other words, when a piece of meat was found in the street, ואף על פי שהוא איסור שוי, דל צנדיר נעולץ, שיאף שלו ושום בוס לכל שם חוצו לו, וכדמו לו משהו פרקם בקסובס, ודווקא בשור אירועינו בשור של פירש מן הקבוע. אבל אם רואינו שפירש מן הקבוע, הרי זה כלקח מן הקבוע, שהרי נראה אותו לעשות את הקבוע. וכדמו לו, פרקם למסוח עם תשע ציפור לשום עצמא כשל חומץ, ועושה ארבע בשוקל, ולהיות דימה בשוקל, היי נמסליס את תשע חנוי, יש פולניח את בוסר שחוטו, ואחר נמסל את בסדלו, פירש ועושה ארבע בשוקל, היי נסיב, ובנמצא לחרון, ואם תהיו, אפילו פירי שמי שם כמו לי והיא כאילו מגזר why do we say that if נמצא if a piece of meat was found in the street near the stores so we rely on God why aren't we gaze here שם היא ככה לקבוע just as why I gaze here in the Gemara in Spochi ואם תאימה אפילו פירי שמי שרים לי כאילו מגזר שם היא כאילו מבוח תאמרו לה בסוחן פרק הרובס ניתן הוסון כל הסוחן שניסר לנו שרנית צריך לחפש מייסס אפילו ריבל ימוס וכולון והקשין הרב ימור וניר בשוקח ונאיידה ונמכון פורס ובדו פורס ובשם יגזיר שם היא כך נקבוע So first the Rashba mentions that he Tires Rav Yitzchak Zasal the awesome heta Lisa Morovin said the same the Shalas like Yishe Pirish also the Mishkal in the Kavua Kinde Mikede Mika Aval Heichet the Mokim Lisa Meida the Mika the Yichashino the Lav Bereshia Askino she Yikach in the Lisa Rabo So he says, the also met a visa more of him zebra ze. Vi shav is lo yisa vini da minika lo yichashino. So why should he take from the kavua? He's not a mumal achis. He has an opportunity to buy from the kosher. He has 9 stores that sell kosher. So memele, so we're not gazing less if we allow him in the case of nimtzo that he'll be tempted to take directly from the kavua. Why should he do that? So, the Blavishi asked me, she can't miss a ball. Who's the giver of the Hitzhokzal? In Loka Hodom, the Makulin, Hitiko, and Israel, and the Kneo, for a king who's a slave of Makulin, half official day that she pierced a zoo, Uchenela Doreese, the Makulin, Lois a zoo, Bikavua, Afiloka Asuro, Zero Shemelika Nakavua, Hoy will need to Hitikas a train for the Hitikas ahead. וכן דא גם דאס אד משיב שזאל שכל שנס ושואחס מח מס קיוסון שום מנטורים ואפילו פיר שום יעצ so der rajbo mensch is in the name of the ri in the name of rab nishim shen that if let's say people bought meat from the slaughter house from the stores in the slaughter house and at that time so there was it was all the meat in the slaughter house was assumed to be kosher and then it was found out that there were a treife was discovered in the slaughter house so all the chtichen zoruyis li ischabit that were bought in that slaughterhouse, even though they were bought before the discovery was made that there was a treife in the slaughterhouse, a treife in the veil of the slaughterhouse, so arasuris, according to the Ri and Rabbi Shimshi, this is what he says. Then he says, then the Rashbo is chilek al Ri and Rabbi Shimshi. And he says that in the case where it is kavua mid rabbanon, let's say like chticha or in ischabit, where it's kavua mid rabbanon, and so even if chticha or in ischabit was bought kedim sheneida, and then the discovery was made. So he says the Rashbo. So everything that was bought before the discovery was made is muter, even chticha or in ischabit. That's the Rashbo of Makor. In other words, Shaloi ki divrei hori v'rabni shimshin. Shaloi ki divrei hori v'rabni shimshin. And why? So he says, because Pirish b'meile. Because he agrees with the shita of Rabbi Tam. Now Rabbi Tam shita is. Rabbi Tam says two things. Number one, he says that by whom even where he deliberately manipulated the Pirish. So by whom it's muter? The Gemara only says that it's also have to manipulate the pirish only by kochi. And then Rabbi Tam says something else, that if it's pirish b'meile, it wasn't deliberately manipulated, so even by kochi it's muter. So the Rashbo, I mean, we've mentioned it many times, the Rashbo, one din of Rabbi Tam, he rejects. In other words, that the din of Rabbi Tam, that by whom it's muter even to manipulate the pirish, that he rejects. But the other din, that when is it Tosea, when are we getting the position that of our only when it deliberately manipulates the Polish? But when it's Polish Mele, so it's Mutea, Bebechum, Bebechotchi, the other din of Rabbi Tam, the Rashbo accepts. So Mele is Rabbi Yitzchok. And Rabbi Shimshin, where is Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Shimshin say that if somebody bought meat from Makuli, and then the discovery was made. So every chticha that is real is chabit that was bought before the discovery was made is also because of itzeira shemeikach min hakavua. So he is chaylik, and he says anything that was bought, even if it was bought directly in one of the stores, directly. So, but kedim sheneida has a din of pirish b'meile. If kedim sheneida, so everything has a din. Of Pirish Memele. So Memele by Pirish Memele, so we are not Gezer Shemeikach Makavua. So that's the Rashbo Shite, because he accepts the Shite of Rabbi Tam, that even by Kochi, it's only Osea if we manipulate the Polish. But if it's Pirish Memele, so it's Muter even by Kochi. So that Shite of Rabbi Tam, the Rashbo accepts. Masheim Kindari and Rabbi Shimshen, they hold that in the case of Loka Bosom and Makuli, and then the discovery is made of treife of the veil in the slaughterhouse. So even the chticha oil is chabit that was bought before the discovery is made. So the Ri and Rabbi Shimshin say it's osa. But the Rashbo passes like Rabbi Tam that Pirish Mele is muta. So Mele, everything that was bought came from Sheneida. That there is a treife in the Mele in the Makuli is Pirish Memele. Oh, so Memele. So the Bes Yosef. Now the Bes Yosef, the Bes Yosef himself passes like the Rashbo. So Memele, the Bes Yosef says here, Balachai Mushot Vorimach Shubin, שמסב ובטא שנמתנים אפילו באלף, אפילו עם פיר שחות מהם איכות מן הרייף, אחר שאני דעת הרוב ועשוסה, והוא שיפריסה במסחבן, אבל פיר שם מי לשור. So he passes like the Rajbi. The Pirish Mimele, where it was not deliberately manipulated, where the Polish was not deliberately manipulated. So then it's Mutter, like the Rajbi. And the Rajbi, that like the Rajbi. Not like the Rosh. Not like the Rosh who says that Pirish Mimele is Osa. We are against Hashem Yikach Nadavua in the case of Pirish Mimele. So the Mechaber pastens that in the Rajbi. But the Mechaber in Bes Yosef and the Tur is raising Gikash against the Tur. Now the Tur mentions the Shite of his father, the Rosh, that Pirish Mimele is Osa, and at the same time, he uses the same motion, בלחיים ושוט דבורים מחשורים שניסרו בטא, שנקטינים אפילו באלף, אפילו עם פירי שייכות מן הרייב, אחר שנידת הרובס. תוסם פליים, כדי שנידת הרובס it's mutter. The Tour says that. So he asks against the Tour, how can the Tour say אחר שנידת הרובס? You yourself too. So you mentioned the shit of your father the Rosh, that פירש ממילא, it's also that Pirish Mimele is Osea, so even if somebody bought Kirib Shnida Tarubes, should also be Osea. So Bishle, so the same Mechaber, here he mentions the Rosh of the Tur, so it's no Kasha against the Mechaber, because the Mechaber passes like the Rajbo, that Pirish Mimele is Muter, so that's why he says Achash Nida Taruves. But the Tur doesn't pass like the Rajbo. He mentions the Shita of the Rosh, that Pirish Mele is Osea. Why does he mention the washing of the Rajbo Achash Nida Taruves? So many say that it's no Kashi against the Tur, because the Bes Yosef assumed that the reason as to why the Rajbo is Chil Kandari and the Rav Nishimshe. Now the Ri and Rav Nishimshe say both that in the case where people bought a bosom from Imakuli because they thought that all the bosom in that slaughterhouse was kosher, and then a discovery was made that there is strength and available. So the Rav Nishimshe and Rav Ri say that every chichor is chavit that was bought by a customer before the treife was made, I was discovered. So he's Osea, and the Rajbo is Chelek. So, now the Rajbo happens to hold that Pirish Mimele is Muta, even after the discovery is made. So Pirish Mimele is Muta. Pirish Mimele is Muta. So the Bes Yosef assumed that the reason is why the Rajbo is Chelek and the Ri and Rav Nishimshe, and says that all the Dechtichoruil is Chavet that was bought, Kingim Shenida, before the discovery is made of the Trefe. So the reason is why it's Chelek and the Ri Rav Nishimshe, is because the Rajbo Nishito say that Pirish Mimele is Muta. But if we say Pirish Mimele is Osea, so then even the meat that was bought, Kingim Shenida, so is also Osea. It's not so. One has nothing to do with the other. So in other words, we could say this din of the Rajbo, even if we don't accept the other din of the Rajbo, that Pirish Mimele is also. So this is, now let's see the Shach. Acha Shenida Taruves also. Abo Kedim Shenida Taruves Muta. Afilu Mandoma Pirish Mimele also. Kikos Barosh Vatu. So that's the Pshat in the Torah. In other words, he's answering the Kashe of the Bes Yosef against the Torah. The Kashe, we see that there is a machlokes between the Rajbo and the Almonen. And the Rajbo says that all the Dechtichor will is Chavit that was bought. Kedim Shemidat Arumez. So it's good. And the Rav Nishimshe, he says it's also. So the Torah mentions the Torah. The Tur mentions the Shite of the Rajbo, that Kedim Shemidat, that all the Chichor in Yisrael that was bought, Kedim Shemidat Aruves, is Muta. So the Bes Yosef raises the question against the Tur, The Torah shouldn't mention that cheater of the Rashbo, because for the Rashbo it was all right, because he holds Kiras Memele is Mutter. But the Torah mentioned the cheater of his father, the Rosh, that Kiras Memele is also. So Memele, even the meat that was bought, Kedem, the Chichorun is Chabik, that was bought, Kedem Shalina Tabube, should also be also. So he says no. So he says, aber kinnig shne tagu mes muter afilu man do mar kinnig shme losia kin kos va rosh va tu not the way the besios besion ve khin iski mar shao u de loy ki a rashbo besios in other words not like the rashbo himself says that kinnig shne da that everything that was bought kinnig shne da is muter but the rashbo is tailored because pay pirish me mele is muter so is so me mele if pirish mele is muter so naturally the posel that was bought, Kiddush Shnei Tarumes, is certainly Mutter. And the Bais Yosef says, so the Bais Yosef says, but if we accept the Shita of the Rosh, that Pirush Memele is Oseh, and the Torah agrees with the Rosh, so Memele, the posel that was bought, Kiddush Shnei Tarumes, should also be Oseh. So he says, the Loi Gerash Bo Bais Yosef, V'atam Kosev the Rosh B'tshuve, the Hodi Oseh Pirush Memele, U'mishum Shema Yikav Yodai Bina Kavua, V'har Gzeir Ali Ashkech Ana Leicha Shekvor Eiti B'ches Kasisya, aber die Kirche da so viel kusha ich mit zamide so that words to the rajbo says pirish me mele is of his mutter so he says and certainly kirche da gumes is mutter is mutter so the Bais Yosef assumed that once we agree with the shita of the rosh that the Pirush Memele is also there, so Memele, the Bosal that was bought, Kedim Shnei Tarumes, is also there. But the Rosh holds no. The Rosh and the two hold no. True, Pirush Memele is also there, because by Pirush Memele, Le'acha Shelidas, Asofik, so then there is a reason to be Geizer, Shemika Megabua. But Kedim Shnei Tarumes, if somebody buys Kedim Shnei Tarumes, there is no reason as to why you should be Geizer, Shemika Megabua. אבל כן יש לו לסופיק לשייך למי תמיד לשיקום בחזקסת הרעים, אין דים. מה יעבר של מיקר? אך השנות לסופיק. הרק זה לא יעשי חמישה. So in other words, so we have to go one step further and to ask the bosal that was bought, כן יש לי את הרובס, because by allowing the bosal that was bought, כן יש לי את הרובס, maybe somebody will be לקיח מן הקבוע after שלי את הרובס. Such a zero we don't need. Such a zero we don't need. Voi bohol eklemi limite di moka beicho di bachas beseta bishu zel lo so nikach va khash beso avlim pirish avlim pirish mei lesho di chol amiutim she pirish lo tzadeh achot an avinu mem kol dipovish miru beko povish viisu le besichu beishtai at kam lishin arashbo mishver sabayis vichim mitir sabayis vayidalo shaharalev ufize pirish umachtzison bibasachas asuri vichim mashka lehedye mitir sabayis vayidalet deloi kakrishe sifchofes in pirish me mele shol in fanenu oy she is pasko kolon a fin in fanenu muta she kvon is batla kris kikos va rajbo terbais now this is a big chiddush that the rajbo mentions now the rajbo shite is that pirish le fanenu everybody agrees that pirish le fanenu is kovon the machleke between the rajbo and the rani is a question whether it's considered kovon the rani is a kovon but everybody agrees that it's muta so the rajbo even though it's mashma from the Rashbo, the Pirish Lefaneinu is Kavua mit Reise. In other words, if I look through the window and across the street there are 10 stores, 9 stores selling kosher, 1 selling treif and vele, and then I see that the goy goes into one of the stores and he buys, I don't see into which store, and then the goy brings it to me. So that's a case of Pirish Lefaneinu. That's a case of Pirish Lefaneinu. Or if I see that that, let's say, a hurricane is throwing off Chtiches Bosal from one of the stores, I don't know which store, so that's a case of Pirush Lefaneinu. Now, let's take another example. Let's say there is a stable across the street, and in that stable, there is itaruves of 1,000 behemoths, and one, which are behemoths amutores, but one behemoth is Asuro, is it Russo, is it Vizmei, behemoth, whatever it is. And then I look through the window and I see a behemoth once out from the stable across the street. So that's Pirush Lefaneinu. That's Pirush Lefaneinu. So it's awesome. It's awesome. Now, but then suppose I see that there is some disturbance, there is an alarm in the street. I didn't manipulate it. I mean, there is an alarm in the street, and then because of that alarm, so all the behemoths, I looked through the window, all the behemoths from the stable went out in different directions. So then, even though I see it, but since it's nispazgo kolon, so then, even if it's bifoneinu, so it does not have a din of kavua. When can we say that pirish lefoneinu has a din of kavua and according to the Rashi it's v'raisa? Only if the kavua remains there. But if every behemoth runs out from the stable and I look through the window and I just see how all the behemoths are frightened and they all run out from the stable in different directions, so then it's not kavua. It's not kavua with me, Rabbana. So it's a big chiddush. In other words, when do we say that pirish lefoneinu has a din of kavua? When the Rabbana and Rabbana. Only if the kavua remains. But if it's nispazgo kolon, there is no kavua remaining in the Bikei HaKviyas, then even though it's pirish lefoneinu, so we apply the din of kol kodesh. It's a big chiddush. In pirish lefoneinu shel lefoneinu shenispazgo kolon, afilu lefoneinu mutar shekvor nisbat lakviyas. Kein kos baraj meter zabayis. V'chein kos ha-mishmer ha-zabayis. Din nispazgo kolon lefoneinu choshiv Kipir su shalom b'faneinu. And then the Shach, the further sif, we'll soon see, so says that that Rashbo has reference even to a case where it was deliberately manipulated. Not only when one is a passive observer, he doesn't do anything, but even if he, let's say, manipulates a disturbance, he looks through the window at a stable across the street, and there we have Itarubis of 1,000 behemoths, mutoris, and one behemoth, Reife, Trusa. And he manipulates a disturbance. He manipulates a disturbance whereby all the behemoths run out. So, and he doesn't even cover his eyes. He observes everything. So even in such a case, as long as it's nispazgo b'faneinu, so the whole kvias was bottled. So melee we apply the din of kaldibosh. All right. Sure. In other words, on Mechaba Paskins like the Rashbo, that it's only yourself to manipulate the Polish. But when it's Pirish Memele, it's not manipulated, then it's Muta. Then it's Muta. But the Rosh Vehabi Poskin, Poskin, Pirish Memele, also. The love that the dominant, the dominant test of the years. The also when he's a little bit of the Atzme, the Hashim Shikar Nakavua, the Bashir Yaskino, Mashiach in Hoche, the Hakamu of Yaha, the Hikos of Marie, Pagu Shabudus in Medalek of Noik, who may be Ranash, the Hikos of Marshall, the Hikos of Isamheta, the Gamaran with the Shatus Gufe, because of Tif Achmir. So even though the Mechaba doesn't pass more like the Rosh, and the Ramo here, doesn't make any comment on the Psak of the Mechaber, but there are many posts who pass like the Rosh, that Pirish Memele is also. Pirish Memele is also. Except where it's Kabua, the Reise, Nikam, and Kepi, so then it's not Shayach to be Eze, Shemitam, and Kabua, because of the Shias. But otherwise, where it's not Nikam, and Kepi, so then Pirish Memele is also. And even the Ramo in Teres Chato says that it's still Lach. ובסימונים שום כוסה מסתם ביוסה, וכי כוסה מסברת הרב רבי, דניר לך, והבח ספיונקי ידע לפיסיק על המחבר, ודאיתי לחלי בבלחיים, ושור דבורים החשובים, ובלחיים כמדי אפשר לדיר בשין ולנאידה, שור בפירש ממילא, אבל בשור דבורים החשובים, ושור דבורים החשובים, עושה, ורוצה לא הייתי כאילו דברי הרשבו, והאריך לירדתי לסייב, וסייב דאיתי, בחובו, ולא יחילו כלי משמע מדברי כל הפוסק. Now, here, so, I mentioned several times already, the stira in the tools. The stira in the tool. So, what's the stira in the tool? Because the tool in Simen Kufyud, so, he paskins, he mentions today as to whether Pirish Memele is Muter or Pirish Memele is Osa. But, where it's manipulated deliberately, so then it's certainly also. In other words, he rejects outright Rav Natan Shite, that by whom even it's even muter manipulating a pirish. That he rejects the two in Sinek of you. But the mentions today is where it's not manipulated, but it's Pilis Memele. So he mentions that today is the Rajban Hosh. That's in Simen Kofiut. But in Simen Tezayin, in connection with Esim Esmei, connection with Esmei, where an Esim Esmei, Beheme, was Nisarek, with a thousand other Behemes. With a thousand other Behemes. So he gives us an Eitzeh. We should manipulate a Pirej. We should manipulate a Pirej. And in Simen, and in Chastrefes, in Simen and Zion, where it also was Nisarek with a thousand other Behemes in the stable. So he gives us an Eitzeh, we should manipulate the Pirish. So he says a Meirei. So he says a Meirei. So that's the Teretz of the Rav Shachle, the Ramones. So the Bach answers the Stir in the Tomb. He answers the Stir in the Tomb. But he's... Meirei. So Adini of Yerozal, Kosar, and Soser, and he's disposed towards the Shita of the Rosh. He mentions the Shita of the Rajbo, but he is disposed towards the Shita of the Rosh. So the two doesn't mention Balachai. So the Bach, he doesn't spell out Balachai. So he mentions the Rosh. So he says the two has reference in Simen Kofiut only to Balachai. To Balachai. Now, so by Balachai, it's impossible to manipulate. How can you manipulate it? I'm sorry. So in Simen Kofiut, he doesn't spell out Balachai. He mentions the Bechoshev. So what does the Bechoshev mean? Usually the Bechoshev is an inanimate object. Is it possible to manipulate a polish in an inanimate thing? In an inanimate thing is one of two things. Either it happens accidentally, and B, it happens accidentally, appears from the world, or it takes it directly from the component by an inanimate thing. But to manipulate in an inanimate thing, it's impossible. How is it possible to manipulate an inanimate thing? Let's say, suppose a remaining body was mixed up with remaining head. So two things might happen. Either accidentally, an item falls out and is spoils. Accidentally, it falls out, or he takes it directly in like a book. So, but to manipulate is impossible. So, there are three possibilities. Either to take one behemoth out of the stable directly, to go into the stable and take out the behemoth by its neck, or then another possibility is his spirit's melee. And there is a third possibility, you start frightening, you cause a disturbance, and the behemoths in the stable become frightened, so then they start running out, and so on. So only by Balachayim it's possible to manipulate. So he says, the two, when does the two say that it's if Moshe appears from Meile, that's the Sheet of the Rosh, that is by the Bechoshu. So by the Bechoshu, we have to ask a Pirish Memele, because if we say Pirish Memele is Muter, so many personally, an unscrupulous person will directly take it from the Kavua, and he'll say, well, accidentally, he won't tell anybody. He'll do it in a clandestine way, and so that everybody will think it's Pirish Memele, but he'll take it directly from the Kavua. So by allowing Pirish Memele, it will present an opportunity to many unscrupulous person to take directly from the Kavua. So because of that, the Chachamim answered, even if it's Pirish Memele, so it's also some Memele, no one will have an opportunity to take it directly. Mashiach came by Balachayim, so there we have a third possibility to manipulate the Polish. And Rab Netam Shite is that by whom it's Mutal Chatrila to manipulate the Polish. Only by Kochin it's also. So Memele over there, it's Muter to manipulate the Polish, and it's certainly Muter if it's Pirish Memele. Because over there, since it's possible to manipulate, So we don't have to be chayish that any Jew will directly take from the Gevura. Why should he? He's not even malachis. We are chayish that many times a Jew, because of temptation, because he's chosan, he's momay, so we'll do something that is awesome. So memele, by inanimate objects, so then it might be chos. By inanimate objects, it might be chos. Mashe'ekein, because he cannot manipulate the punish. So the chachomim asad appears memele, because of exeger shemikim nekavua. But babalachayim, they didn't asad, because babalachayim, he can very easily manipulate the punish, and that will be metagomo, as Rabbi Natan says. The Chachomim only answered manipulating the Polish by coaching, not by whom. So immediately the Chachomim didn't answer, why should they answer? What's wrong with manipulating a Polish? What do we say? No, we should answer manipulating the Polish, because if we allow him to manipulate the Polish, he will do it directly in the Kavua. Why should he be such a Roshe and do it lechachis when he can save all his money that he wants? Behead! It's not difficult to manipulate the Polish. But by inanimate objects, it's impossible to manipulate. So Mele, when the Torah mentions the Shita of the Rosh, that not only manipulating the Polish is also, even Pirish Mele is also, he mentions that Ligabe, Gabachoshu, and inanimate objects. When the Torah in Simen Tezayin or in Simen Nun Zayin, he deals with what? With Balachayim. Balachayim, so not only Pirish Mele is Mutea. Even manipulating the Polish is muter. And there is no Xeira Shemayikam Nakabua, because why should he take Nakabua? He has an easy way, he has an easy alternative to manipulate the Polish, and that itself is Eta. This is what it is. So, Babosh Vav Poskin, so he says, Vabach, Sifidal Physical Amchaber, Physical Amchaber, with Aitel Halim Balachai, Shalvor Machshu, the Balachai became the FJL in Nilbish in the Naibe, Shore the Pirish Mele. אבל בשבוד, תקים די אפשר לניר ושנאי לשאול את פרש מילה, אבל בשאול כבר מחשו לבוסר, לראות זה לא הייתי כי אני רוצה to deduce it, מדבר הרשב, והערך, אני רד איתי וסיטה איתי, בכל דבר, אלא שאין חילה כדמש מנוקה בסקי. So the Bach could say that in the tour, but he couldn't say it in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber mentions here, not only שאול דבר מחשו לי, inanimate objects, he mentions בלחיים too, בלחיים, מסיבו, he says, בלחיים הוא שעבור מחשורים שניסרנו בהתר, שנפטילים אפילו בערב, אפילו עם פיר שחל מן הרי, ואחר שני התורמס, so he mentioned בלחיים too. So he was aware of it, so he's מעסיק על המחבר. But he says, the two is only מחמיר like the Rosh, vis-a-vis דבור מחשורים, inanimate objects. But vis-a-vis בלחיים, not only is not מחמיר like the Rosh, it is, he's not even machmir like the Chashbashi. And he allows even manipulating. Because by Balachayim, since it's easy to manipulate the Polish, so the Chachomim won't advise Hashem when he comes to Kavua, because every person, if he wants to save his money, his behemoths, he has an easy way out to save the his behemoths. All right. We hope you all say, Habach tamo psakze, because of Sheinu Emes, become Shomim Oz. The Lemanity also died. דיבדאי כאן דברי הרב אמיתי, דארי הרש בו כוסף להתה, דפיר של כולם בפנינו, הרי כשלוי בפנינו. ואף אגב דארש בו דקום הרלדים מספס עוד אבד, אבל לא עושה לפס ולחתכלה, כמו שעושה מכך משום, מכל מוקים גם הארי, גם הרב לא יסקה כאן, שמוטה לפס ולחתכלה. ולקום הרלדים מפריץ עוד אבד, אף אם יפריץ עוד מסחבי, תוליו דעתי כאיסור לבדורו, אף אגב דפיר של פנינו, שהרי יפריץ עוד מסחבי, מוטה, כמיד מספס וכולם חושב כפיר של פנינו. So, at first the Shach approves of what the Ramo says, but he approves of the Ramo's teretz, which is Rav Shachna's teretz, on the basis of another proposition. In other words, according to the Rashi. What does the Rav Shachna say? Rav Shachna says, when is it also to manipulate the Polish? Only when you manipulate the Polish ktas. But if you manipulate the Polish kulon, then it's not also. Now we explain it. So he at first, the Shach explains this teretz, this distinction, on the basis of the Shita of the Rashba. What's the Rashba Shita? The Rashba Shita is that Pirish Memele is Mutter. Pirish Memele is Mutter. Pirish Memele is Mutter. So he says, some melee in the Rashba also says that Pirshu could, but when do we say that Pirshu maybe is mutter if it's a loy before? But if I look through the window and I see that if the Chasbosa falls out, the wind throws it off, one of the counters in one of the stores, and I don't know from which store, so then it's Pirshu before Eino, then it's Kumon. So then it's not Pirshu Meile, if it's before Eino. When is it considered Pirshu Meile, if it's not before Eino? But the Rashba mentioned that other Chiddush, that if it's Pirshu Kulon, so even before Eino it's considered like Pirshu Meile. The Rashba said. Only when it's Pirshu Miktsoson, so then before Eino it's Kavua. But if it's Pirshu Kulon, so even if it's before Eino, if I see, I look through the window and I see how all the behemoths run out from the stable. But if all the behemoths run out from the stable, then it's considered like Pirshu Meile. Even though it's before Eino. So even though it's before Eino, it's considered like Pirshu Meile. So Meile, he says, when the Rashba says, when the Rambam says, So all of them were peaceful. So in such a case, even if it's before Eino, it's considered like Pirshu Meile. So Meile, there is no Gzeirah Shemayikach Nakavua, because by Pirshu Meile we are not Gzeirah Shemayikach Nakavua. This is what he's saying. But then this explanation can only hold true according to the Shittes of Hashemim, that Pirshu Meile is Muta, but it cannot hold true according to the Shittes of Rosh, that Pirshu Meile is also awesome. So he says, So he says, and if Shaloi Bifaneinu is Pirshu Meile, and Pirshu Meile is Muta. So according to the Rashba, it's Muta. If he manipulated a Polish of Kulon, so then it's good there. Because in such a case, if there is a Polish of Kulon, so even if it's before Eino, even if he didn't cover his eyes and he saw everything, so it's also Mutter. So certainly where he closed his eyes and he manipulated the Polish once it was done. So it's certainly Mutter, because Pozul Kulon, the Rashba says, is like Pirshu Meile, even if it's before Eino. So here it's certainly Mutter there. But then you'll say the Rashba only says that if he saw it happened, but that doesn't mean that it's Mutter to manipulate the Polish. So he says the Rambam doesn't say here that it's Mutter. He says that if he manipulated Polish Kulon, so then every behavior is muta. But in the Melech HaTchil, it's also, that could be, while the Rashba comes in the Spazo David, I was on Father HaTchil, it was only come Shom, we call him Garav, he's because he was on Father HaTchil. We come out in Fritz and David, after he's Fritz and Mishavi, we hear that he can sue him, but the person of Aneinu, shall he Fritz and Mishavi, muta keep in the Spazo, Kulon Choshev, keep your son of Aneinu. But that chat is all by the limit of the Rashba, that person of Melech is muta. That Pirshu Meile is Muta Devet. Mashenkin, according to the Shita of the Rosh, and the Tur, who is disposed to agree with the Shita of the Rosh, that Pirshu Meile is also Oseh. So then we cannot explain it. Because on that basis, because this is explained on the basis that where it's peaceful Kulon, so even if it's before Neinu, it's considered like Pirshu Meile. And then what? But Pirshu Meile is Muta. That's according to the Rashba. But according to the Rosh and the Tur, the tool is disposed of the sheet as Rashba, so even Pirshu Meile is also. So Meile, where it's peaceful Kulon before Eino, it shouldn't be more lenient than Pirshu Meile Shaloi before Eino. According to the Rosh, even Pirshu Meile Shaloi before Eino is also. So how can the Rambam explain the tool on that basis? So obviously, the Pshat in Rav Shachna in the Rambam is not because Because when it's peaceful kulon, so then it has the same din like pirshu memela. No, the Torah is disposed on the sheet of the Rosh that even pirshu memela is shaloi b'vaneinu is us. Also, so it's another pshat must begin. Ochel mit der Schatus kommen in die Base was die erste war du die Seele Pirschel von dem Ross und wir uns mit der Zeil da wir sind es nei auf sich mit dem Zeil da mit Russo schön die Sau was wir schon nei der kommt die Pause nur mit Pause und Stein nach hin was so die bis sind der Zeil und Zeil mein ist ins Bank vor da muss mit Game hat schon mit das schon für den Game wir hier uns sehen die Mucher die Malo und die Pirschel kommen und die hey mit Pirschel mit Mail schon von Engel war ich in die Tore rein, ich habe mich gebracht, nefisch, zu Rion, denn ihr öffnet es deit in der Reihe, klar, ein Job. So in other words, so at first he explained the Rebschachnes difference on the basis of the Shittes Arashbo, that Pirshem and Meile is Mutter. But that explanation is really according to the Shitte, that Pirshem and Meile is Mutter. But according to Shittes Arash, and the Tore, who is disposed of the Shitte, that even Pirshem shall be before the human male is also. So we cannot say, because the Rashba says that where it's peace from Kulon, it has a deen even before the human, it has a deen of Pirshem male. Pirshem male shall be before the human is also. So then it has to be explained some other way. How does it have to be explained the way we explained it? Because even though Kokovach mechts al mechts al mechts, so it doesn't mean that there is no hope. It only means that it's not revived. It's not effective, but the hope there is. But since it's not a rova mivareya, so the mele the view of rova doesn't apply. Mashein kim lo it's pizol kulon. So then it's a rova mivareya too. So the mele, and that's the reason as to why by pukach nefesh we are mechalek between the case where all the residents of the chotzer left the chotzer, and only in the case where some of the residents of the chotzer left the chotzer, left the chotzer. So this is how we have to explain it. But the oydikshava didn't came over because my toshnai machim masurim halinek kulon in nispas kulon. In other words, in order that there should be nispas kulon, so every behemoth must be a kayer from the state. So why does the Rambam say so? Rak shnai machim masurim. If you have shnai machim, it's not nispas kulon. And if it's not Nispas or Kulon, so then we are Gezer Shem Nikach Nekavua. The only case where not Gezer Shem Nikach Nekavua is when it's Nispas or Kulon. And if it's Nispas or Kulon, so there is no Shnei Machenim. That's the Kasha of the Bar. So he says, Ophir Yez Daiti, Vidik Shabar, Dim Kim Oma Kosvato. Dim Kim Oma Kosvato, Shnei Machim Masurim, Ali Nekav Kulon, Nispas or Kulon. Ophir Yez Daiti, Da Sarab, Yav, Al Pishachos, Ubo Yachad, Mimok Mechot, Koshin Nispas or Tchilo, כולם ונקו מתפיס על מישהם שוב ולחוש את קבוע ואני קבוע הכי לשוב so what is the שח say he answered the קשה לבח the פח קשה is all right in other words where it's this פס of כולם and the קביס is bottom the gamble then we are not גזע של מיקם we are only גזע של מיקם the קבוע in the case where the קביס remains in its place but where the קביס is bottom the gamble then we are not גזע של מיקם the קבוע. So there are no two. So why does he say that the two last ones are asurites? It's Nispas v'kulon. So in other words, so what do you mean? It's the two last ones. It wasn't Nispas v'kulon basachas, but gradually. So first one behemah went out, and then half an hour later another behemah went out, then another half an hour another behemah went out, and in the course of 10 hours, let's say, or in 100 hours, all the behemahs went out. That's not considered Nispas v'kulon. Because in order to say that the rov is a rov amivarei, so at the very outset, the rov must be a rov amivarei. And as long as the kavua remains in the place, so how can you say vis-a-vis the first behemoth that run out that it's a rov amivarei just because ultimately all the behemoths will run out? Ultimately all the behemoths will run out in every case that are going to remain there a little boy. So what does it mean that we are not Gezer Shem Nikach Kavua? If at one time all the behemoths are there, so then there are no two left. So what does he say? So what does he say? The Shnayim Achrim Asurim. So he says, the Shach says, no. Ein Hachanam. When does the Rambam say that we are not Gezer Shem Nikach Kavua? That's only if all the behemoths are there at once. But if all the vehicles are like up at once, so there are no two remaining, the answer is this. Let's say he caused a disturbance in the stable, and the behemoths became frightened. They all started to run at the same time. They all started to run out. So, all of them. And then, some of the behemoths, all of them ran out. But the number of the behemoths, after the alarm ceased, decided to run back into the stable. So at first, when disturbance was caused, they all ran out. So the melee of the Kriyas was bottled. But then some of the behemoths, ran into the stable again. So we say, in view of the fact that there was an akira of all the behemoths from the stable, so the melee of the Kriyas became bottled. So even when the Achizel came on, so we don't apply the din of Kovuaki Mechtal Mechtal, because once it's Pirish Kulon, so we apply the din of Kol Diporish. So the din of Kol Diporish takes effect as to each and every behemoth, because they all run out. So even though half an hour later, when they become relaxed, so the behemoths, the number of behemoths, start running again into the stable, so we don't say that the din of Kovua is revived. So the melee, so every behemoth is mutter. So as to every behemoth, we apply the din of Kol Diporish, but the rest of behemoths, Bimtzias, it's not Polish Mehume. It's Polish from two. One is Polish from two. So the rest of behemoths are also. But the Ramon has reference to a case where he manipulated, he caused a disturbance in the stable, and because of that, he manipulated an akira of all the behemoths. And then after that, many behemoths came back. And even before the behemoths came back, it doesn't matter. So every behemoth that comes out, so we apply the aloche of Kol Diporish, Mehume Porish, except the last one. So anyway, so what does he say? So he says, so in other words, the Shach is saying that once there is a cliche, so even though the Achim say only Kriyoson, so the din of Kol Kavua, Kimechtal Mechtso is not revived. So the Neged Yehude, Sikashi, Tzimfirshi, Gimore, Neged the Shach, Shuv Lechoshet Kavua, וצול לחיום מסכס נוצד אף ידוויץ, דיקום הרוסום, הדרוי לחוסי. So the Gemara there, when the Rabbi Yechanan says, that הוהים המשלוח יצאים כמה של אישו, and he didn't spell out the name of the woman. So then the Shliach disappeared. So let's say, Reuven appointed Shimon the Shliach to be Mikadish, a woman, a Mikadish a woman for him. And then Shimon disappeared. So Reuven is also Bechlan Moshe Shebeimo, unless he investigates, he finds out that the woman he wants to be Mikadish does not have a sister, does not have a mother, or if she has a sister and mother, so sister and mother had been married for some time. But without an investigation, he's also Bechlan Moshe Shebeimo. Why? Because we assume that the Shliach Shimon was Mikadish Rochel for Reuven. So now, if he wants to be Mikadish Leah, maybe Leah is a sister of Rochel, a mother of Rochel, a daughter of Rochel. One of the Shevat Chalimis of Rochel. So the Gemara asked the Kashi, why don't we say Kol Diporish and Kol Diporish? After all, there is only one woman, the sister, the mother, a few women. They are all together seven women who are Oser and Reuven. But there are millions of women who are Muter. So let's say Kol Diporish and Kol Diporish, just as we say Gabikam, the where we had a nest of two birds that were declared as one lechatos and one leilo. So then if one flew away, so he has to get other birds, and we're not cheshish, maybe the other bird, that's one of the birds that was declared as a chatos, now he'll be marked as a leilo. Why? Because we rely on Rob. Why don't we rely on Rob here? So the Gemara says, oh, but they are, it's Polish. Every bird is Polish. Masha'ikin here, the ishe is hatan b'kriyusa. So we see, so how does Rashi in Tesis and Ozer explain it? That when he wants to be Mikadish Leye in the street, even if he's Mikadish, he wants to be Mikadish Leye in the street, so now it's called the Polis, but later Leye will return to her home, so it will become one. So we see that even if at one moment it's Polis, but if later on they return to the Mokim Akriyas, so the din of Kol Kavua Ki Mechtal Mechtal is revived. So here too. But how did the Shach say in answering the Bach's Kashi against the Ramo? Because because he manipulated disturbance in the state. So he did what about an Akira for the base? But then they went in again. So we don't say as to each behemoth that called the porridge. So we do say as to each behemoth called the porridge. And we do not say it's again called the blood, because once called the porridge took effect, so we do not say had the say. But there the Gemara says had isha had the say. It's a very small kasha. There's the double the problem, the Buddhist kasha. But that's the reason as to why I went over and I pointed out the machlekes between Rashi Shite in Oziya and Teisve Shite in Oziya and the Shite of the Rosh in Oziya and the Shite of Teisve Sixus. According to Rashi in Oziya and Teisve in Oziya, so when Gemara says Hatali Kruse, that if Ruben wants to be Kaddish Lay in the street, so he has to be Chedishinish. He has to be Chedishinish. So yes, the Chedishinish, maybe Leia is the sister of Rochel, and even though Leia is now Polish, now he found her in the street, but soon she'll go, Leia will go back to home. So according to Rashi's Pshat, and Teisve Pshat. So according to Rashi's Pshat, and Teisve Pshat, was here, even if at the time when the Sophic arises, so it is Polish, but if later on, it's harder to lose, so we again say Kokobuakimachtamacht. So then it's a kasher against the Shach. But the Shita of Tis of the Roshinosia and the Shita of Tis was exuded after Swords. Not that Hadalik Ruse Leia would be Hadalik Ruse. But when Shikube tries to be Mikadish, Leia in the street, so we are afraid maybe at that moment Rochel the Viseres is in her Krias at her home. So there was no Pirish at the very outset. That's why we are Chishish. Mashiach came here at the very outset of this Pirish, but then later on she will be Chizeres like we also, that we don't care. So here, so according to Teisve Shite, Uksuves, that is more, according to the Roshite in Osiria, so we cannot ask. We cannot ask, but if the behemoths are all pillaged now, but then they run in again, so the team of Kokobuak and Echtal Mechtal should be revived. No, because once there is a team of Kokobuak and Echtal Mechtal, so then it cannot be Chizal Mitzvah. Mashiachin over there, the Gemara says, not that while Kokobuak takes place at the first moment, so then when the same person is Hatmel Kibuse, so the deed of Kokobuak and Echtal Mechtal should be revived. No, as long as Kokobuak takes effect for one moment, Kol Kovuakim Echtal Mechtalom, it cannot be revived. But they, according to Teisve Shat, Yusuvah is not the spoke, and according to the Rosh in Ozia, the Gemara says, Hatmel Kibuse, not what it's what do you want to say? That women should be, the Makshim wanted to say, that women should be allowed to meet a woman in the street in Tlehe and be Mikadish her. And we should say, we shouldn't be Cheshish, maybe Leia is a sister of Rochel, his wife. Because all the Polish move the Polish. So we say no, since the Iseres Rochel might be in her own habitat, in her own home at this moment, how if you knew that at that time when Leia is in the street, so Rochel is also in the street. Rochel is also in the street. So Reuben could be Mikadosh Leia. But he doesn't know where Rochel is now. He found Leia in the street. Leia is Polish, but Rochel in Seres might be Mikviusa. So mainly at this moment we cannot say it will be Polish. Basheikin in the cage where all the behemoths run out from the stable. So at this moment we can apply the demon of the Polish. But later on, half an hour later, when behemoths run in again into the stable, let the demon of Kobua be revived. So according to Teisve Shite in Ksuves and the Rosh Shite in Ozia, once the din of the Polish takes effect, it cannot be revived. However, according to Rashi Shita in Ozia and Teisve Shita in Ozia, so the Gemara means Hadron Kibuse that Rochel herself later on would return to her place. So that means that we do not apply the din, that even where it's Polish at one moment, but if later on it returns, the person returns to the Mekina Kriyas, so then the din of Kokovua is revived, so then we cannot say like that. But the Ramon will say, will agree with the Shita of Teisves in Ksuvas Dachtes Vov and the Shita of the Rosh בשיטת הראש עם הינוסקו.